Welcome to Normal for Norway.
I'm Indigo.
And I'm Seamus.
This is the podcast where each episode we dissect one weird thing about Norway.
So sit back, relax, and disturb the stratosphere above the North Pole.
And what is that all about? It's about being fucking freezing.
Brr.
We're actually not freezing at all. We're by a cozy, toasty fire.
Yeah, I have my feet towards it wearing my Nordic Sock Company socks. Check out the website nordicsockcompany.com. Link in bio.
I think we have too many side businesses now because we're always advertising. We don't even need advertisers because we just advertise on our own podcast.
True. I don't think we've actually ever mentioned the sock company before.
No, so yeah. Well,
there's a first time for everything.
Get but some also, socks.
It is actually also getting warmer outside.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh my God, it feels like spring today because it's like minus 13. Yeah. It's currently minus 12.
Yeah, actually, it's kind of funny that we're doing this as an episode because it's not normal for Norway that it's this cold.
No.
Like, this is abnormal for Norway.
Yeah, but it's like, it's within the bounds of, like, I've had this cold weather living here and I've only lived here for 4 years.
No, has it been minus 23 in any of the years you've lived in Oslo?
It's definitely been minus 20.
Really?
For sure. Because I remember as well the
I feel like the coldest I remembered was minus 18.
Okay, well, I mean, come on. Minus 18, minus 20, it's nearly
I'm
the
just
same.
Saying. No, but it was minus 23 on
No, that is
Saturday.
Crazy. That is crazy. But no.
Okay, we're getting ahead of ourselves, sorry.
Yeah. Well, no, just my grapevine was killed.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It was a hate crime. A grapevine hate crime.
Was killed by the minus 20. That is the sad thing. It's periods of weather like this that mean that certain plants, because like most of the time in Oslo it's pretty mild, maybe it goes down to like minus 5, whatever,
right?
But then you get these snaps and they are like, you know, it regularly happens. It's not like the most crazy thing in the world that's happening.
But okay, so the thing that we're talking about today is cold.
Yes,
because it has been abnormally, at least a little abnormally cold.
By the way, we haven't even drank a drop of alcohol.
Yeah,
this week,
is a fully sober episode.
So you like we can't even blame the like chaos on that.
No.
Yeah, we're talking about cold, and it's extremely cold.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about why is it so cold now? How do we deal with it?
How do we deal with it?
Well, yeah, well, like
not with alcohol,
and also
because we don't have any right now.
No. But we have the golden milk, which I'll also tell you about in a second.
And we have the friendship that warms our hearts.
And the fire, the lovely fire next to us. Dealing with the cold and enjoying the cold. And I'm sure many other things in the
along
meantime,
the way.
Along the way.
Yeah. But first, the news.
News.
Yes.
We can't get through an episode without news. I have two great news items today.
Okay, I'm excited.
Yeah, I was very excited when I found these. So the first one is from Anna Nicole, and I saw this headline like a week ago, and I just knew that I had to share it with you. And the headline is, I'll read it in Norwegian first, and then I'll translate. Lager podcaster nesten ingen hører på. So in English,
picture of me and you.
Yeah, in English it means making podcasts almost no one listens to. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is this about? I was cracking up already.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, and so this article is by Johannes Børstad, who came for us. But actually what it's actually about, which is quite interesting, is that this article is about how more like state-owned organizations and agencies are making podcasts, but barely anyone is listening to them, and that they're still kind of getting like kudos for kind of like sharing important information to a wider audience, so-called wider audience. And so for example they have like some legal legal organizations. And
but like why are they starting a podcast? No one wants to hear your podcast. And I know that no one wants to hear our podcast,
but we do it anyway.
They're making it with taxpayer money.
No, so that's the thing, is I actually felt a little bit attacked because, as you know, before I quit my job, I was working in communications.
Yeah.
And I actually do genuinely think that like podcasting can be a really good way to share information.
Yeah.
If it's done correctly. Uh-huh. And even for organizations like this. And I mean, I worked for Prio. I worked for Norfund. No longer.
Yeah.
But like when I started the podcast at Prio, which is funded by, almost entirely funded by public money.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, like, every episode, I mean, okay, granted, they would only get, like, I don't know, 500 listens or something.
Mm, that's not bad.
But that's the thing is, I was like, those are, that actually is still pretty good. That's definitely more than, like, a lot of our blog posts got, for instance.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I think it's good to diversify, like, who you're
reaching. You never know who's going to be into your weird niche podcast.
Right. But however, I do think that this article had a good point where it's like, I feel bad for these communication advisors, but they had to defend this, and it's like only a couple hundred people, like, per week, and they're like, well, we still think that we're reaching an important yeah. audience.
Are they any good, the podcast? That's the problem. Like, yeah. Sometimes I find, like, a really niche podcast that I just want to listen to. Like, I was listening to one the other day that was about, like, timber, like, making, like,
Kesha's hit song Timber. I would listen to a podcast about that.
Same, but no, it was about, like, building, like, large buildings out of timber. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you do that? Because it's, like, more sustainable than concrete and so on. What are you laughing about?
I don't know, I just feel like that's such a podcast that you would listen to.
No, but I just thought it was interesting. But, like, the podcast was done really badly. Oh, like,
that sucks. Or was it by the timber, like, industry?
I don't actually even know, but I hope the guy isn't listening. But I just, like, he would just, like, he would invite the guest on and just, like, no chit-chat, like, really rigidly and just woodenly just ask them, like, a load of questions.
Woodenly?
About, yeah. Oh my god, yes, he was wooden,
he couldn't break character.
Okay, well, that explains it, so that's fine.
Yeah. But yeah, like, the state state administrator, I don't even know what that is.
Honestly,
like,
it's fine. Yeah. Like, those people are probably sitting around doing nothing anyway. It's like, but may as well put them to work and make them do a podcast.
I mean, I
know?
Completely agree. Let the communications advisors live. Like, honestly, yeah. We have it hard enough. But the funniest thing is that the article ends with the article's like, oh, podcasts have become really popular. Like, some of them have several hundred thousand listeners. And then bear in mind, this is an NRK article. And then in the article it says, for example, and that calls Opdatert.
Oh, yeah.
Is on the top of the podcast charts with over 300,000 listens,
like,
per week. I'm like, okay, and that call, you're literally, like, the main, one of the biggest, like,
yeah.
Channels of news.
You're the BBC.
Yeah, it's like, don't be shitting on Statsforvaltet for having a couple hundred listeners and then be like, well, we have 300,000 per week. It's like, good for you.
Yeah, you should.
Right.
I should hope so. You should have 300 million.
Like, if you didn't, I'd be concerned.
Well, wait, what is Opdatert, by the way?
Oh, it's actually really good.
Is it kind of like The Daily? But
except
Norwegian?
I'm mad at them because I applied for a job and they didn't give me an
interview.
But
is it like The Daily or something?
Yeah, kind of. No, but it's a bit different because, no, it's like they tend to take, like, sort of random interesting news, like, things in the news cycle, but like, update on them in a bit more depth.
Right.
So it'll be like, even, for example, Britney Spears, like, when Free Britney kind of reached its highest point, they were like, what even is this? Like, so for people who maybe see something in the zeitgeist, but they're sort of like, what's actually going on here?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's good.
No, it's actually really helpful. And they have some stuff about, like, Norwegian politics sometimes where I'm like, what even is happening?
I do need to listen to more Norwegian stuff, I think, because we don't watch, like, terrestrial television, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't really watch that much Norwegian stuff. So I do hear a lot of Norwegian at work and things, but it's... I like the Vinmonopolet podcast, actually.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably going to come for that podcast, too.
Well, I'm looking. It's not on the list. But no, I think it's actually pretty popular. Anyway, moving on. Next news story.
Yeah, rude to podcasters. Next news story is, it's actually kind of several, but we're going to Avisa Oslo. And the main one that I originally clicked on was just, and this is relevant to our podcast today, which was that there was full chaos in the collective transport system. And... the, like, headline on this article was, we can't accept such big problems with normal winter weather. And essentially the city government has said to, like, the person that's sort of responsible in the city government for public transport, like, this is just not okay.
They were complaining that they didn't, like, plow the roads properly because they all were crashing the bus, right?
Well, yeah, but so this is the thing is, I, of course, then I got curious. I was like, oh yeah, but why were there so many problems? And then that's why I posted this screenshot of, like, all the articles that were on Avisa Oslo, because they were all collected into one thing, and it's so many things. It's like, for example, one of the headlines is, which cracked me up, was, what is the reason for the collective chaos? The climate crisis, says Reuters, which is like, Reuters is in charge of collective transport. And so this is the thing, is there were so many reasons. It was like, okay, obviously, yeah, there was too much snow. It didn't get plowed. But then also the new electric buses, like, can't handle the roads or something. What? And then they, like, didn't have enough
buses. What does that have to do with their wheels, though?
I couldn't even read all those articles, honestly. And then, like, the buses are super cold. And so, like, the poor bus drivers were cold. And then, like, they didn't have enough bus drivers. And so they had to put people on new routes. And then, I mean, there were just, like,
there's
a million
been so
problems.
Many bus cancellations lately. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, yeah.
I keep getting on my router like, oh, this one was meant to come, but it's now canceled. But
it's all.
What's that to do? Is that to do with this snow?
Yeah.
And the cold?
I think so, yeah.
The drivers are just like, I'm not going to work. It's too cold.
I honestly don't even know. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot. Basically, there's just a lot of problems.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, as always. And yeah, the politicians are just fighting because some of them are like, this is not okay. And then other ones are like, no, it was unexpected. Like, it was especially bad. And then the other ones are like, no. It happens all the time. Like, you need to fix this.
I do think, though, every time it gets really cold and there's a lot of snow, it's always like this big debate.
It's been like this the last 2 years. Yeah. I'm sick of it.
And
actually, you know what? That also.
By the way, we're renaming the podcast to Indignant with Indigo. Because Indigo's getting indignant. Go on.
I've had such an indignant week, actually. Yeah. I really have. No, but I was going to say that we need to share our stories of almost like dying on bikes.
I've actually had good experiences using the bikes. Had a bad experience, but that was the bus nearly killed you.
Yeah, so this is related, right? Because basically I was using the the
city bikes.
City bikes.
That have spikes on the wheel.
Stupidly.
No, yeah. I mean, I've been loving it. I think it's safer than walking because the roads are cleared and they're salted. Footpaths are covered in ice.
Yes.
So if you're on the bike, it's actually better.
But that's what I thought. I was like, oh, it's going to be better. But then, I mean, I already told you this, but I'm going to tell you again for all the listeners, that I go on the road and then I realize, oh, they've cleared all the snow into the bike lane.
Uh-huh.
Which is just like,
oh, but now I just go in the, I just go on the road.
No, of course. But that's the thing, is I was like, okay, but obviously I'll go on the road. That's fine. Yeah. But the bus was just not accepting that. And so instead of, you know, allowing...
The bus is like, I do not recognize that. I do not recognize Indigo in my lane.
Literally, no, because then they instead of giving me space, they pulled up alongside me and squished me between the bus.
They
and
must
the
have not
snow.
Seen you, maybe.
Well, and maybe that is what it was, but.
But there should be lights. Was it dark?
It was dark, but it's just so crazy to me that they would be like, oh, where should the snow go?
Yeah. I mean, I think they just haven't had it. They haven't figured it out yet. But you know, give them a couple more years. I'm sure they'll figure it out.
Well, I mean, by that time, there won't be any snow because of global warming. So.
Well, no, this is the crazy thing. Okay, and on to our next section. Why is it so cold now?
Because
it's
me.
Crazy cold. Like, let's look at the weather. As I said, it's warming up now.
Yeah.
So currently, apparently, it's minus 12. Tomorrow, it's going to be like minus 11.
And but we then will not be translating that to Fahrenheit. You can Google it.
Oh, Fahrenheit, yeah. Oh, no, I can click here. It's 10 Fahrenheit right now. Tomorrow it will be 16, but then like during the week it's gonna be like 3-1 Fahrenheit. Can it go minus Fahrenheit? Yeah, it must be. Or how does that work?
Yeah, it can.
But what? Like
no, actually, why? Fahrenheit and Celsius converge. I think at minus, isn't it minus?
But why is minus 17?
Yeah.
1 Fahrenheit.
Like, don't ask me to explain.
Why Fahrenheit is so silly? You guys should stop using that.
I don't claim. That system.
35 Fahrenheit is 2 degrees. If you said to me like, oh, you're going on holiday, it's gonna be 35 Fahrenheit, I'd be like, that sounds like it's maybe t-shirt weather.
Sounds all right. Yeah, no, it's not.
Okay, anyway, it's incredibly cold now, and the reason for that I was just looking up is basically there's normally this thing called the polar vortex that is like I can show you a picture, Indigo.
Oh.
So the picture, it shows like the North Pole and Norway's there, Greenland and so on. And it's like there's basically really strong winds high up in the atmosphere that are like spinning around and keeping all the cold air at the North Pole.
Okay.
It's kind of like dramatic when you think about it, like up in the dark North Pole atmosphere, there's all these like winds whistling around. And this is like the layer above us. Like, we live in the troposphere.
Mm.
That's like where the weather's happening. It's like where me and you are right now. And then like a layer above that is a stratosphere where all this crazy stuff is happening. Oh. But if the polar vortex gets disturbed, like, and different things can cause this, but they think that potentially the sea ice melting, the north, like the Arctic sea ice melting, could potentially cause this. It basically weakens the polar vortex, and then what happens is the really cold air from the north starts to like leak down into Oslo and fucks up the bus
straight into our homes.
No, literally.
Yeah.
So that's in crazy. Fact, even though it's, oh, it's like, oh, it's so cold now, it's like, it's actually could counterintuitively be caused by global warming.
Yeah.
Because it's like these weather patterns that normally just keep the cold air up there are now like breaking down. But it's also not, it's like this apparently happens like every second year. So write that into Reuters. Because this article that I'm reading in the Norwegian press is like, yeah, this happens like every second year that there's some kind of disturbance. And it can happen also twice every winter. But apparently it's going to basically be this cold for the whole of January. Because like once the like vortex like messes up, it takes ages for it to kind of like get its shit back together.
But what does this have to do with Siberia? Because somebody was saying that it was Siberia's fault.
So
I called Siberia. I said, stop sending us.
So that is true. So, okay.
It was also funny how common knowledge this was. Apparently, it wasn't common knowledge to me. But multiple Norwegians were like, oh, it's Siberia.
Yeah, well, like, I was like, oh, it's like, cold. In the UK and Ireland, like, we call it the beast from the east.
Oh.
Okay, so, yeah. Basically, it's circumpolar winds. They're characterized by strong winds that circle the pole from west to east, so like they're going that direction.
Okay,
so they're like pulling air, and it's actually some, I don't quite understand it, but it's something to do with the jet stream. It like is the jet stream, or it's like a part of the jet stream, but the jet stream basically, and that's to do with the with how the earth rotates, right? So the air is kind of like or the wind is like influenced by the rotation of the earth, and it's like going west to east, so that it's like sucking the air around. And it's like keeping it up there in the pole. Oh my god. But if it breaks down, then the wind, the air will stop being pulled from west to east and can then start to be pulled from east to west. And the east is really cold because like we're normally influenced by the Atlantic, which is warm because it's like the ocean. That's why Ireland is like so mild. We don't ever get any snow because we're like right in the Gulf Stream.
Yeah.
So then it's that when that west east spinning stops happening, then it like air can like drip or like start pulling down from Siberia, and then we get this like messed up weather.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That was very impressive.
I want to be a meteorologist. I'm sure we like have a meteorologist listening who's like, what the hell?
Isn't Kaisa a meteorologist?
Yeah.
She's gonna be mad.
She actually, no, she explained some of this stuff to me. That's why I think I kind of have it. Yeah, that's like,
oh my gosh, kudos to
Kaisa. High pressure, low pressure, clockwise, anti-clockwise, like,
I'm so impressed though that you remembered all that.
No, I was looking it up here on
Wikipedia. Though, you explained it in a way that made a lot of sense.
So that's why it's so cold now.
Yeah,
but it's cold like all over Europe. It's not just Oslo. There's like snow all sorts of places that we don't normally have it. It's 0 degrees in Dublin, which is unheard of.
Oh really?
Well, kind of. Like Ireland doesn't really get freezing temperatures, and when it does, like, all hell breaks loose. So let's hope it doesn't snow when we go there. Alex and I are going soon. Okay, so that's why it's so cold. But what's it normally like? It is pretty cold. I mean, obviously Norway is cold.
It is cold, but okay, I don't know
not
how accurate,
crazy cold.
I don't know how accurate this is. It could be completely wrong, but I did just search like average temperature Oslo, January.
Yeah.
And it said 0 to -5.
No, that's normal. Yeah.
No, okay, so -20.
No, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
But it's not unheard of.
Yeah.
As and in, like, in Ireland, it's like, if it was -20 in Ireland, it would be, it's never happened. As in, the coldest temperature ever recorded, I looked this up, in Ireland, it was -19.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Whereas the coldest in Norway is like minus 50.
Yeah, yeah. So that's like up in Finnmark.
Yeah.
But okay, so then, but to put this into more context, so they thought for a minute that in Oslo we were going to hit a new record temperature.
What is the record in Oslo?
And it was like minus 24.
Okay.
Or 25. I can't remember. I don't know if actually that was the record overall, but they were like, it hasn't been that cold since like 1978 was the point. It was like, it had been minus 24 in 1978. We didn't hit, because it was supposed to be minus 25. It wasn't. It was minus 23.
Another, I know, have we brought up this conspiracy before about Eid?
Eid.
Okay, so my theory about Eid, which is actually correct, is that Eid completely over exaggerates.
What was that?
I don't know. I'm cold. My face is
freezing.
Over exaggerates the temperatures when it's like a couple, like a week out. So like in the summer when I was like, or like it's starting to like, I'm tenuously grasping onto the fact that I used to live in Berlin, because I can't even say last summer anymore. It's like 2022 I lived in Berlin, but I remember it was like a heat wave was coming and Eid was like, it's gonna be 45 degrees like a week out. I was like, and to be fair, my Norwegian friends were like, oh, actually it always like exaggerates far out, and then as it gets closer to the time it kind of like corrects itself. So it was probably saying, oh, it's gonna be minus 25. I was like, no, it's not, it's only minus 20. What did it get down to?
I think it was minus 23. So in Oslo kommun, it was a new record, and that was minus 29.3.
What? Where was that?
No, sorry. No, even more. Sorry. That was only in a different place. It was minus
31.1. Where?
På Bjørnholt.
That's not
even that far away.
No, I actually went there.
So in Bjørnholt, it was minus 31.1.
Yeah.
And I just checked, and the record for Oslo, like, city ever is minus 26. It was January 1942. In 1979, it was minus 24. So, I mean, we were 3 degrees off the coldest it has ever been.
Do you trust, though, their ye olde thermometers?
Yeah, because it's just mercury.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Well, no, nowadays we have, like, digital ones. No, I mean, I'm joking. I do trust their yielding.
But no, so, okay, my point is, it's really, really cold.
Yes.
If people haven't understood that by now,
but
let
you
me
know,
just repeat
as well,
it,
I feel really bad for the animals. They're all like, because it's so cold now and there's such thick snow.
Yeah.
Like, how I found out about this was multiple clues. I am an investigative journalist. Clue number one was Alex's parents saw a moose.
Oh.
Very near to their house.
Oh.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Cue number two, the ducks and the swans at Oppran are desperate for food. Have you been down there?
No.
Down by the opera house, there is
a gang of
like, honestly, 50 ducks. and swans, which is like, the swans, I'm like, guys, you're better than this. Like, the ducks, fair enough, they're like the pigeons of the sea. But the swans, is like, if anyone like walks down onto that beach, they like come clambering up. Anyway, the thing is, all of the animals are like starving now because it's so cold. They need extra energy, and also it's really hard to find food because everything's frozen and it's covered in snow. So, for example, and my third clue, which is not really a clue, it's more like direct evidence, is the Oslo Kommune Instagram, which I recently followed, which is kind of boring.
They need to make a podcast.
They probably do. We should approach them and be like, you want a podcast? You can't have your dog off a lead at the moment in the woods because it'll like chase a moose and the mooses are like
weak.
Yeah, so that's why the moose are like coming into the city, because they're like so hungry.
That's
but
so
it's kind of cool. It's a good time to see a moose because a load of people have been saying they saw them.
Well, I was at the sauna and I saw a duck eat a starfish. So
what?
Okay, I'm getting ahead.
Wait,
of
where was the starfish?
I think that it went underwater, and I bet that it was just like on something.
Wait, did it dive all the way down to the depths of the ocean?
I don't think it had to dive that deep. It was probably just like hanging out somewhere.
Oh my god, you know what, if I was a conservator right now, I'd be like, it's good that we're getting this cold. These ducks are showing initiative. They are like pushing themselves to try new things.
I was literally like, what is in that duck's mouth? And then it sort of like let it, like it sort of was playing with it. Like it let it go and then it like grabbed it again with its beak. Oh, and I was like, oh my God, that's a little starfish. I think it was. So
cute and cool, but also crazy. Really sad.
And one of the other ducks wanted the starfish.
Yeah. Sorry.
They were fighting.
Alex and I saw a load of ducks at the beginning of the winter fighting over something down by Söranga, which is like a place that you can sit and look at the water. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was a starfish. But I've never seen ducks like fight over food.
Yeah.
Maybe a starfish is like a duck delicacy.
Maybe. I also just want to say, like, we're only on 0.4 of 6, but also our next 2 points have sub points, and it's been 25 minutes. And you said that this podcast would be a half hour.
Okay, well, let's keep going then.
I know, I'm just laughing. Oh, yeah. Because it's like... I said, oh, it's going to be like an hour.
I can cover my points in the next 8 minutes.
No, okay, yeah.
Okay, dealing with the cold.
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing next?
No, yeah, that's next. Yeah. Yeah.
Wearing lots of clothes, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that's about... the main thing. It's about layers. And it's funny because Norwegians always say, you know, there's no bad weather, only bad clothes. But then, especially with being cold, there's always like, oh, you know, you need to wear layers, blah, blah, blah. And then we looked up, what did the Vikings wear?
Yeah.
And apparently they wore layers.
They invented it. They layered
it. It was like wool and fur and...
But yeah. Did the Vikings have knitting?
I actually did find this in my article. We both looked up like really shitty articles about...
Excuse me, mine was on viking.style.
Well, mine was on lifeinnorway.com.
Oh, excuse me.
What?
Is that a shitty website?
No, oh, but like...
The veracity of the claims.
Were there any citations? No. Mrs.
Masters.
Also, all the illustration photos were like models pretending to be Vikings.
Anyway, tell me, did they have knitting? I need to know.
They had nålbinding, which is not knitting, but it's very similar.
I've heard about that.
Yeah. Okay. If any Viking experts are listening, please send us a message. Tell us if
we're I just love though like modern long johns. I would hate to have to wear like home knitted long johns. They'd probably be so uncomfortable.
Can you imagine?
You know, in England apparently they used to smear themselves with like goose fat for the whole winter.
Oh yeah.
Dirty bastards. Can you imagine the smell off you in like March when you had to like or maybe it wouldn't smell at all. It would just like seal everything in. It can't be good for your skin. Slip and slide. Yeah, but anyway, wear a lot of clothes. I mean, I'm always surprised at like some people who are like complaining about the cold and they just don't have proper clothes.
But they just don't know.
It's like you need to wear a huge big jacket that is like a duvet. You need to wear long johns. Oh my God, actually though, I looked up because I was like interested. I've been thinking recently like how do long johns work? Like what is the science of like how our clothes actually keep us warm? Mm. Did you ever think about that or do you just know?
Do I know? I guess like I know about different materials and stuff.
Yeah, or like I think basically the thing is it's just trapping air.
Right, yeah.
So like that's why wool is good because wool has loads of air.
The fibers, yeah.
Yeah, it's like traps a lot of air in there. So like for example, you would never like wear actually for example, I was shopping for a jacket recently with someone who I won't call out, but who's from Singapore. And it's like trying to need to get a really warm jacket now because like Singapore is like nearly at the equator, like it does not get cold there ever. I actually asked ChatGPT this. I was like, does it ever snow in Singapore? And then you know the way ChatGPT will like name your chats, like it will give it a subject line based on what you're talking about, and like the one that it did for that was like really shady. It was like snow in Singapore ? No. I was like, all right. But anyway, he was like picking up jackets that were like thin and like plasticky. I was like, oh, would that keep me warm? It's like, what? No, it has to have fluffy air inside like a duvet. Anyway, that's what long johns do. And I found this long john index on the internet, which is created by, I think, just some jokesters. And it's from the Long John Index Service of Canada. And it's like, when should you start wearing long johns? And they actually say you should, they're Canadian. So like, it's like they're used to crazy cold, but they say -10 to -19 is prime long john time. I actually agree. I wouldn't wear long johns in like -5, would you? I actually didn't wear any today because I was like, oh, it's warm, minus 13.
I might. I don't know, but I get cold very easily.
Yeah, you do. It depends, I suppose, how long you're going to be outside.
No, that's true. Yeah, but that's... No, I think, though, that there is some truth to that because I guess sometimes you do start sweating and you're like, oh, I wore too many layers. That's
yeah.
But I've been living in my long underwear. Like, same. I can't...
And the hat. I have this amazing hat that's like a hat, but then it's also fleece lined.
Oh, that's the best.
Because I have no hair either, so I have like, I'm missing a layer of insulation. Layering.
It's true. Yeah.
I'm missing one.
Yeah.
Did the Vikings go bald? Probably not. They couldn't afford to.
That's one layer gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, for Christmas, my parents gave me long underwear, but also like underwear, like a bra and underwear.
Yeah.
That is... merino wool but with like spandex, so I got
like knickers that are merino wool.
Like I'll show you, it just looks like normal.
Oh, that looks really nice.
But it just looks completely like normal underwear, so I was like, why did my mom give me this? And then she was like, oh, it's actually wool.
But are the knicker, like the knicker ones, the same?
Yeah.
Are they warm? Do they keep your ass
warm? I mean, my ass has been very warm.
Your ass nearly got fucking frostbit before.
I know, so that's the thing, is I have to be careful, you know.
You do, and that's like, that's what the dangers that come with having
a
thick with a double C booty.
Yeah, but okay, so also not just clothes, but
oh yeah,
spikes on your shoes, which in Norwegian are called brodder.
I think in English it's like crampons.
But so that's the funniest thing to me, is I think
Crampons are like those things that you like climb on like a glacier with.
Right. But that's what's funny to me, is I think you're kind of right, but it's like, before I moved here, I never knew that people would just use those in the city.
No.
And so, yeah, it's just like these metal spikes, and you can like attach them to your like around your shoes on the bottom. And then they obviously help you like not slip and
die. Do you have
those,
by the way?
No.
I have them, but I just never use them.
I just can't be bothered, honestly.
Yeah. But I saw a cool pair of shoes, though, that like people have been sharing this winter, which is like underneath on the sole, there's a flap that you just like open up, and then there's like spikes.
Oh, that,
so
you can see, walk that would
for
be great.
Yeah. I just don't know how actually, how many spikes is on it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I mean, a lot of people swear by them, but they just crack me up, because I think that so many people have lived here for so long where they're just like, oh yeah, but that's just normal. And I'm like, no. Like,
I mean, it is. I only ever see older people wearing them.
It's
literally
like mountaineering gear.
Oh yeah, true.
No. Because in the bookstore, you know, I've been working in the bookstore, and so many young people come in with them now.
Really?
And it's actually annoying because it ruins my floors.
But
so
you should tell people to take them off.
I know.
That's where I saw the word crampon, because it was like, do not come inside with crampons.
I know.
You should just put a sign being like, ingen brodde, or like, no crampons.
But
anyway,
yeah.
Should we talk about houses?
Houses, yeah. That's all you. I don't know anything about it.
Well,
I didn't listen to the Timber podcast.
No, interestingly, so so Norwegian houses are the most well insulated houses in Europe.
Oh.
Yeah, so
that's
nice. Yeah, I mean, I found this article about the European countries with the best and worst insulation. So basically, Ireland's actually not on this list, but the UK is, and I imagine Ireland's probably like worse than the UK. UK was worst in Europe.
Oh.
And it's a lot to do with like how old the houses are.
Okay.
And then Norway is the best. And they measure this by like how many Celsius does the house lose with no heating on over the course of 5 hours.
Okay.
So in Norway it's like 0.9, and in the UK it's 3.
Oh wow.
So it's like 3 times worse in the UK. Yeah. And then like this article is kind of talking about like how there needs to be like more I don't know, campaigns for like retrofitting to get people to actually insulate their homes, but it's kind of like hard. But anyway, they've done it right in Norway. But I suppose that makes sense, right? It's like, it's so cold here that you have to do it right from the start. And also probably the government was pretty good at like, you know, the Norwegian government, they're not afraid to tell people what to do.
Yeah, true.
And to punitively punish them.
Sometimes it pays off.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. In things like that.
Yeah.
And then I was also looking up like, how do Norwegians heat their homes? Interestingly, it's mostly electricity. Mm-hmm. So like, when I moved to Norway, I was surprised at how all the apartments just had like plug-in electric heaters. I was like, that is so old school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like in Ireland, it's like central heating is the way forward. But apparently it's just because basically traditionally Norway has had such cheap electricity because of all the hydro, that they didn't have the incentive to, because electric heating actually is much less efficient. But The good thing is now everybody has heat pumps.
Yeah.
So there was an article in The Guardian about this of like, oh, I think like the UK sold like the least amount of heat pumps of any country in all of Europe last year or something. And then Norway is like the highest percentage of heat pumps of any country in the world. And then there's been like these campaigns being like heat pumps aren't like suitable for cold environments. But apparently those campaigns were tied to like the gas lobby.
Oh my God.
And also it's bullshit because like if Norway uses heat pumps, it surely can withstand cold weather. Do you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I mean, everyone got so screwed when they last year with electricity because the prices were insane and everyone was paying like just ridiculous.
Well, it was like 2 years ago. It started in 2021, I think. The winter 2021.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Before I went to Berlin. And then I was in Berlin and it was also bad.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, but now I think we've all forgotten about it. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. I don't care what my bill is. I just want to be warm. But my flat is terribly insulated because I live in like, or this place that we're in right now is from like 1895 and I think it's G-rated or something.
Yeah, and you have a, that's why you have a really nice little
oven. You got to burn the wood. I'm actually roasting now. It's fabulous.
It's really warm, yeah. So nice. I live in an apartment from 1936 and it's surprisingly like well insulated, but the rating is not super good, but I feel like it does retain heat quite well. But also we have central heating, so we're like blessed.
Yeah. Do you have, is it like district heating? As in, is it like some, or where does the hot water come from?
I don't actually know.
Such a princess. You're like, I don't know. It just comes in.
I know, yeah. It's terrible. I know. I'm so
sorry. We have like a hot water tank in the basement, but it's like we run that individually ourselves. And then the heating is just like electric or like this fire that we burn like savages. Soot all over our faces.
Right. Like cutting down the trees. And I mean, yeah. We did take those trees that one time.
Okay, should we skip to the good things? We've been complaining a lot on this episode.
No, yeah, sorry, but I have to complain about one more thing. Not for me. Not
indignant indigo.
Yeah, not for me personally, but I actually am quite indignant about this topic, which is people who are unhoused in Oslo.
Oh yeah.
Because
I actually have been thinking about that.
Yeah. So I volunteer at Kirkens Bymisjon, which is one of the probably the oldest actually like organization in Oslo that deals with various social issues, including people who do not have like permanent or stable housing.
Yeah.
And they like are kind of part of a network of different organizations that help people with whatever kind of unstable living situation. And yeah, it's really bad. I mean, the winter is already bad.
But
and
do they give them houses now? Or
so
like,
no, so this is the thing, is like there's some shelters in Oslo, but all the shelters close in the morning. They close like around 7 and they don't open until the earliest, I think, opens at like 6 or 7, but that's only for families, and most of them open at like 9 or 10.
Why?
Because
they just want people to go to sleep, basically.
yeah exactly. And because I also used to volunteer at one of those, and like I think it was like lights out at like 11 or something, but people would come in at like 10 and then they would sleep there, and then in the morning it was like 6, they had to start checking out, and it had to be like empty at 7 or something.
Why?
Yeah,
that's such a weird schedule. Also, like the sun doesn't even rise here until
nine. And so that's the thing, is now because it's been so cold, the city and like the comuna have been like, oh my god, it's still too cold during the day.
Yeah.
And so they have opened up for like a few more kind of like emergency shelters and stuff, but honestly it's such a patchwork, and I think it's very shameful. So I'm calling out Norway. But for example, like Oslo S, they're saying like, okay, we're not going to kick anyone out. And it's like, so you kick people out the rest of the year?
Yeah.
And I talked to people.
That's like the central station, by the way.
Yeah, the train station. And I mean, I talked to people at the place that I volunteer, and because we were trying to spread the information, like, okay, you know, more things will be open during the day, like including where I was volunteering. And they were honestly just like, we don't like that. That's kind of just meaningless because, yeah, it's always it always is terrible. Like the only difference now is our lives are actually in danger.
Yeah.
Like normally it's still like, horrible.
And do they get like, if they went to the library?
The library. So that actually was also one of the places that was like listed where they said, yeah, we of course won't remove anyone, like as long as you're orderly and everyone
reading a book.
But yeah, no, they were like, as long as you follow the rules, which is literally just like, don't disturb anybody else, then you can be in the library.
Okay.
But yeah, I just think it's shameful that Norway doesn't have like more permanent solutions for people that don't have places to go during the day.
Yeah.
And during the night. And yeah, it's really messed up. And
they deserve a little living room.
It's just crazy. So yeah.
Mad.
Okay,
finally. Enjoying the cold.
Yeah.
Or well, so one last point, the icicles. There's a lot of icicles forming on the tops of buildings, which is terrifying.
Yeah.
And they have like these signs out, which is like, oh, an icicle might drop on you and kill you. But I don't really know what you're meant to do with the information from that sign. It's like, am I meant to look up? And when I see the icicle dropping down on my head, like leap? What?
No, I completely agree, because those signs, they say like Rosfada. And it's not, if you don't know, if you don't know Norwegian, by the way, you will have no idea.
I actually looked at those before I like, it's also kind of hard Norwegian because it's like,
yeah, but it's basically like snow or ice could fall down and kill you. But I agree. I was like, what am I supposed to do with that? Walk in the road?
Walk in the road. Yeah, it's like, weird. And I also read an article that was like, there's nothing. Like, if your building drops an icicles on someone and it kills them and there was a Rosfara sign, it doesn't matter. It's not like you'll get off scot-free. Like, oh, well, we put a sign and told them that, like, there was going to maybe. But anyway, I've seen a guy going around on a huge big crane and, like, knocking off the icicles. And, like, I looked at them. They're huge. Like, someone could weigh, like, 10 kilos or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that's terrifying.
But the good things about the cold.
Yeah.
Skating.
Skating is nice.
We love ice skating.
Yeah.
The water freezes. They make a lot of, like, different skate rinks around the place. That's cool.
Tick. Yeah. Love that.
I actually saw people walking across the fjord last night. Like, from Munch Museum over to, like, Sørenga.
It's not safe.
And, like, right there, they're reclaiming the water and they're pumping water out. So the water is, like, really moving and it's not frozen. And then, like, 50 meters away, people are walking on this, like, long thing. It looked terrifying.
You're not supposed to do that. I went out on the fjord once. I got in trouble with the police because they were, like,
the police.
Yeah, no, because they were, because it was like last winter or the winter before, I can't remember, it froze at Bispebeka, and then I was like, oh, of course I want to go out on the ice.
Yeah.
So I did. I didn't go out very far. And then the police were like, no, don't do that. And because, like, it's not safe.
No. Yeah. But you can go. There's certain places that you can, and then they put these, like, trees out to tell you.
Yeah.
But yeah. Another thing that's cool is these polar stratospheric clouds.
Honestly, the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. And apparently it's rarer than the Northern Lights. And I think many people have been seeing them, like, they're in Scotland, England, like, all sorts of places. But they're basically clouds that are super, super high up and really cold. And then something, I don't have the proper science on this, I haven't looked it up, but basically they create this, like, mother of pearl effect, and it kind of moves.
Yeah,
it's so pretty. I saw it before it was cool last year, if you do recall.
I do recall, because I was jealous.
And then I saw everyone posting this year, and I was like, ugh, those people. Protostratospheric clouds? That's so 2022.
That's so last
year. Or no, what year is it? Anyway, you know what I mean.
Yeah. No, I do remember that because I was so jealous. But I did see them this time. I was at the bookstore and I went out and it was beautiful. My mom sent me an article about it, actually. It said the polar vortex wobbled in December. So there was a giant bank of polar stratospheric clouds that escaped from the Arctic Circle.
Escaped.
No, but again, the polar vortex wobbled. So it spilled
so do
cold
with
air into the stratosphere.
Yeah. The stratosphere. Yeah. I want to live in the stratosphere. I'm honestly disgusted that we live in the troposphere.
I know. When you said that, I was like, we are the stratosphere. We don't belong here.
No, like, there seems to be such crazy stuff going on up there in the stratosphere.
Yeah. No, but, oh, they're so pretty.
Maybe in the future that will be possible to live in the stratosphere. And then that will be like the new snobbery. Like, oh, you live in where? The troposphere.
I didn't know people still live there.
Wait, so they escape?
They escape.
So they were imprisoned up there?
I think they hang out up there and then they come down here sometimes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Sea smoke. That's also a very cool, beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, it's so cold now, but there's a lot of crazy, beautiful stuff happening. Like the other day, or it's probably kind of still happening. Basically, it's when there's a bank of warmer air. And when I say warm, let's say it's like 5 degrees on the water, and then the water is like evaporating into that warmer air, and then the -20 air or whatever that we're getting, a little wind like blows over onto the warm layer of warm air that's on the just above the water, and then it precipitates out all of the moisture that has evaporated into that air. We're nearing an hour. And it basically makes sea smoke, frostrøyk, as they call it in Norwegian. And it looks so spooky, and like a pirate ghost ship is going to like emerge from the water. And it looks really fabulous and amazing.
It's so beautiful. Also, I'm so impressed by your descriptions of these like various phenomena. It's amazing.
But, you know,
you should be a teacher.
You know what? When I did my, like, I was going to say not ergonomic, but you know those tests that you do, like, when you're, like, in secondary school to, like, decide? My number one was, like, oh, you should be a science teacher. But I was like, I don't want to be a science teacher. I want to be a businessman.
Guess what mine was?
Oh, God. An escaped protostratospheric cloud. No, what was it?
Tattoo artist.
What? Why is that even on the, or, like...
I feel like it kind of makes sense. I'm artistic. I'm a free spirit.
No, it does make sense. But, like, I feel like, or... My one was definitely, that was not one of the options given to me in, like,
I had multiple
suburban
options.
Dublin.
That's fair. I had,
or
I,
no, maybe it was.
I had multiple options.
But, like, how do they, that's so specific. Like, how do they distinguish that from, like, just regular artist or, like, illustrator or, like.
Maybe they knew I was meant to be an entrepreneur, you know?
Yeah.
They were like, you're independent. You can't work for a company. You can't be, like, a graphic designer in, like,
yeah,
you know, a big bureau. Like, you need to be.
Are you good at art? You are actually pretty good at art.
Yeah.
Maybe that's your next step. Amazing.
Bookseller / tattoo artist.
And then the last thing was ice bathing.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of ice bathing.
It gives you a high.
It actually does, yeah.
It's amazing.
And I've gotten pretty, like, good at it. I feel like the more you do it, definitely the better you are. Because last winter when I first started, I could only go in for a couple seconds,
yeah,
and now I can go in for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, I well, so Alex's sister was saying to me that apparently ice bathing improves your emotional resilience.
Well, I, God knows I need that.
I think you're pretty emotionally resilient.
It's all the ice bathing.
Yeah,
genuinely.
But she told me that this article was saying if you scream when you get in the water,
yeah,
it doesn't improve your emotional resilience. So it's actually like you're training yourself basically to withstand something horrible.
Oh my gosh.
And not make any noise.
That makes so much sense.
So when you get in the water, you're meant to just like,
yeah.
But I'm really bad. I normally am like, but the last time I did it in Finland, I did just dunk down and was like, just quiet and just like held in my pain and suffering as we all should.
Mm.
And then when I got out, I felt high.
Yeah.
Like a lightheaded.
Yeah.
And then I
and then I was in the stratosphere.
Yeah. And now I'm in hospital. No.
No, but
I felt this kind of like, I don't know, like I drink a coffee.
Yeah, you feel so good. I know someone who is kind of like an instructor in breathing exercises and also ice bathing.
Ooh.
His name is
Did Joaquin. He get that on his like test when he was in high school?
Maybe. But no, he actually is starting a company. It's called ePusten. We met through the entrepreneur thing
filthy.
I did. But and he says like when you get in the water that you should breathe out.
Okay.
So like you breathe in obviously and then as you get in you breathe out and it's like good, and then you just start doing like deep breathing, and yeah it totally works.
I want to go ice bathing right now.
Yeah.
Should we go? It's 9:25 at night. Let's do it. Let's book the sauna.
I mean,
at least
we haven't been drinking.
It's
amazing. Yeah, that's it. Go to a sauna if you live in Oslo. Go to the sauna, you'll feel better.
Yeah,
you'll be warm.
We're gonna release this on double speed, so it'll only be like 25 minutes.
Oh, they love it. They love it.
Yeah, just have it on in the background while you're ice bathing.
Yeah.
Okay. Stay warm.